Hey guys, I'm starting out a new financial channel with my co-host Michael Santinato. His channel is called BeFire Become Financially Indestructible. And we're trying to get his new channel up to 1,000 subscribers, so if you guys could go down there, the link is down below in the description. Also, the content's going to be released on his channel about 2 to 3 weeks before it gets released on mine. Again, the link is below, and now on with the show.
What's up, everybody? Michael Santinato here. How to become financially indestructible. Talking to the one and only Sandman today about this amazing theory that he has on storing wealth. What's up, Sandman? Let's hear it, baby.
So anyway, thanks for having me on again. And so I was thinking about this a while back with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So before he became an actor, the first way he became wealthy was through real estate. You know, he would buy properties, he would flip properties, he'd get cash flow, all that kind of stuff. And if you look at when he's born in the mid-1940s, and he's a baby boomer. So the more I thought about this, the more I realized every generation has their own store of value to protect themselves from inflation. And sometimes it overlaps from one generation to the next. So, you know, I think baby boomers kind of like their real estate because it's gone up much faster than inflation in a lot of cases, but they also like their gold, you know, so, and their parents, you know, I think it was the great generation or the silent generation. They, you know, they were basically told, you know, you can't use gold as a store of value in the United States because FDR confiscated all the gold and put it into Fort Knox.
Yeah.
And then also boomers, besides real estate, you also had Gen Z coming in, and Gen Z's main store of value for the last 20 years has primarily been, you know, tech stocks like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and internet companies.
Right.
And now we've entered this phase where millennials are coming in, and, you know, I'm like just a year or two away from being a millennial, and you're firmly in the millennial category. So the millennials are pretty much the greatest investors in Bitcoin. So they're using Bitcoin as a store of value. So, you know, I like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I like this theory a lot. So the theory is, to recap, every generation, Gen Z, baby boomers, millennials, has a different store of wealth. Because, and this is only the savvy people, right? By the way, there's always the masses that, that just put it in pensions and leave it to whatever, whoever in the bank, right? So the theory is that every different generation has their asset class that they like to store their wealth in. And it sounds like, you know, it's worked and it's proven for the most part, right?
Yeah. And so my thinking is, if this is a trend, then you have to look at the next generation, which is Gen Z and Gen Alpha. What are they going to use for a store of wealth? And then can you kind of keep on the radar and like see when they do that so that you can jump in ahead of everybody?
Right. Maybe it'll be AI stocks. Maybe it'll be AI companies.
Well,
businesses.
I have spoken to some like teenage guys, and you know, one guy was like, oh, he's trying to get his dad to buy Nvidia shares. So that you're right. Like, you know, if they could buy, that's probably what they would be buying right now.
Yeah. And I think Bitcoin will probably continue over into the next few years because crypto is still a nascent asset class, right? Crypto is still only a, you know, 14-year-old asset class altogether. And with every boom and bust cycle in crypto, you have these shit coins that fail and flop and go nowhere and whatever. But an interesting thing is Dogecoin, I was certain, was a shit coin and a meme coin forever. But now I'm certain that Dogecoin is going to stay. So every couple of years, I think you have these coins out of crypto. Again, still a beginning asset class. And you have coins that do stick around, that you know, are here for the long haul. And they will continue to 1X, 2X, 3X and continue on as time goes on.
Yeah, what no, I mean, I think that, I think Gen X, like there's a lot of Gen X, like old, younger Gen X people like myself and obviously the millennials, but then the second half of the millennials, I think that a lot of them feel like they missed the boat when it comes to Bitcoin. So they're playing catch up by buying a lot of the ish coins. You know, they want the garbage because they think it's going to go, you know, 1,000X because they want to catch up.
Right. Right. Yeah, and there's always going to be laggards. And, I haven't reviewed the adoption cycle. I remember my first few years in crypto, 2017, 2018, 2019, I was always kind of watching how many addresses there were, which are a great indication of where we are in the adoption cycle. It's been a while since I've reviewed it, but I think we're still only at the halfway point, if that, right?
Well, like we've probably got another 10 years to go, right? Because in 10 years, you're looking at 99% of all the Bitcoin being mined.
Yes.
So, it's kind of hard to think about when people are going to FOMO in. There's that line, you get Bitcoin at the price you deserve, and a lot of people they want to buy it, or first they don't want to buy it, they don't want anything to do with it, and suddenly now they all want to buy it when the price hits all-time highs.
Yeah.
So we don't really know that adoption curve, like how steep it's going to be. And
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters for the number of people. I think what matters more is if it's institutions and if it's people with large amounts of money. Like, you get, the Winklevoss twins, they own over 1% of the Bitcoin. MicroStrategy owns 1% of the Bitcoin. Michael Saylor owns probably 0.5% to 1% of all the Bitcoin, and then
Right.
the more these assets get concentrated in fewer and fewer hands, the more they continue to get concentrated in fewer and fewer hands because the
Yeah.
wealth they've made money, they're just going to buy more. So anyway,
And the higher the price goes.
but
Exactly.
getting back to like the multi-generational like store value, like. It overlaps, so some asset classes will overlap over maybe two or three generations, but
Yes.
it there's also my idea of like Gen Alpha having its own store of value, so it might be some meme coin, we don't know, right? But whatever it is, it's going to be like self-emergent, and like we probably won't be able to recognize it at first because we're not part of that generation. So
Yes,
it,
just like so many people with Bitcoin.
yeah, no, for sure. And I think the way people play these generational like wealth storage things is because they want to screw over the previous generation because they feel screwed over by that generation. So when baby boomers' homes have gone up 10 times in price, then you get some Gen X and millennials coming in and saying, well, we can't afford like a normal life. So what we're going to do is we're going to buy this Bitcoin stuff and then we're going to sell it to you at 100 times what we paid for it for that. And we're going to get some money to buy that house, which you're trying to sell at 10 times what you bought it for. So we're going to
Yeah.
screw you over 10 times over because you're forced to have this because your dollars, your real estate, your other investments and well stores of value are going to lose value as your generation fades away. And we inherit the assets. And then
Wow.
we transfer all of your assets into the asset class that we value, and we devalue the ones that you value.
Man, this is like some really vengeful shit.
Well, it has to be, right? Like you're talking about, like the generational conflicts, but they've taken away all, like they've taken the jobs. So you get boomers in their 80s still working. They got all the cheap
Right.
real estate.
Right.
And now they're buying real estate overseas. They own most of the stock market. So you're getting this huge underclass. Just a couple days ago, I was reading this article that in Canada, I think it was CSIS or the RCMP, they were saying that Canadians, like Canada, might actually be in trouble with regards to like a revolt or revolution from people because almost 50% of people that are millennials can't afford to buy their own home.
Right. Wow.
And that's only
And
going to
that's the
go up.
purpose.
Go ahead.
You're right. And the purpose of like government in and the purpose of a governing body, especially the ones that have to do with the economy. Their job is to make living affordable. Their job is to make, the middle class dream of owning a home possible. That's their main priority. That's what most middle class people's priority is. You got families, they want homes, right? So if they're failing at their job, then yeah, there should be revolution. And usually revolution is preordained by lack of survival ability, right? All the countries in the Eastern Bloc or the Western Bloc in Europe or South America, like revolutions runs on banks. These things happen when cost of living
Yeah.
gets too high and it's unsustainable and people's survival is at risk and threatened.
Yeah, no, I
Right?
like, but also think back what before we had gold as a store of value, like as a gold standard, or before we had, residential real estate and commercial real estate or stocks or, cryptocurrencies. Before that, the store of wealth was always in land, right? That was the thing that the aristocracy held. And then after that, all of a sudden, the Industrial Revolution started. And now it was, the machinery became the main store of value. And then you had some of the aristocracy buying up and moving into industrialization and making money off of it. So, but just imagine, the colonies of the New World, land in Europe was locked down by the elites. So then you get the rebels being like, well, we can't win this game. Like, we're going to be serfs for the rest of our lives. Like, let's get on these boats and head across the ocean where we can get land. Right. So that the new store of value became land in the New World.
What about I love what you said about this is to protect you from inflation, because that's what it's all about. That's what it should be about. That's what it's always been about. And right now, inflation is so crazy that this is so necessary, right? Protecting from inflation. What about the gold that was confiscated? Like, why wasn't there a revolution right after the USA confiscated all that gold around and after the Great Depression?
No, the United States was a high trust society. So people had faith in their government to not like screw them over. It's go ahead.
I wonder if there's an organization right now that's tracking the faith and trust that people have in their governments, because I know that it's really low in Canada, in the USA, in the EU.
Well,
It's one of the reasons why I went to Mexico is people naturally don't trust their government there, and the government knows it.
Also, as societies become more multicultural, you end up having less trust in the society because
Say more about that.
people trust each other less, and then therefore they trust the government less because the government is populated by people, right now in Europe, like especially in the UK, the British Isles, I'm seeing like ex post after ex post, people like showing that every single leader, like whether it's London, Wales, like England, Scotland, Ireland, they're all minorities. There are no white leaders left. And so people are like, they're losing faith in their governments. And then on top of that, the majority of the people in those countries are white and Caucasian. And now you're putting a leader that they don't trust. They already don't trust the government. And you're just adding another layer of like distrust.
Wow, and you're saying it's because of the multiculturalism?
Yeah, because people like, for example, people like to go, regardless of what people say, people like to be around people that are like similar to them, whether that's financial, whether that's like genetic, like people like to kind of congregate because they feel secure. They don't feel like that person is gonna do anything to them because they're on an equal footing.
I see. It's kind of racist, is it?
Well, I'm kind of pussyfooting around the issue, right?
People are inherently racist, that's what you're saying.
Well, look, it's kind of like I saw this meme the other day, and there was a white person moving into a black neighborhood, and the black person was complaining, saying, "Oh, look, gentrification. Now I won't be able to afford to live in this neighborhood anymore." And then the white person turns around and walks away and says, "Oh, look, white flight. Now my neighborhood is going to turn into like trash." So you get these like contradictions. Like, well, which is it? Do you want me to leave or do you want me to stay?
Yeah, you want the benefit. It's so bad. It's like, do you want the benefit of me being here, or do you want not the benefit of me being here?
It's like you don't have to say anything controversial. The person on the other side is saying controversial thing and always appears to be the victim,
That's right.
right? So,
Right. Meanwhile, it's just a guy going for a walk.
yeah, exactly. He's not even moving into the neighborhood. He just happened to pass through it, right? And
Love
speaking,
memes.
well, what's really upsetting a lot of boomers right now is what's happening in New York City and New York State. So the squatters have, like, if somebody squats in your house for 30 days, they now have squatter's rights and they can stay there for 18 months until the court trial comes. And so,
Wow.
just as we're talking about this, I just read an article. A woman went into her mother's apartment, and like her mother had like passed away a long time ago, and she was just going in to like clean it up. And there were two squatters in there, and they ended her life, and they stuffed her in a duffel bag, and they put her in the closet.
What?
Yes, this happened in New
They killed this
York.
woman?
Yes. So,
They killed this woman and stuffed her in garbage bags and left her in the closet.
yes. And so what ended up
Dude.
once what okay, so right now you should look up all the squatters' rights issues. So boomers love their real estate. And now like immigrants are coming in. Like there's one from Latin America just came out yesterday or a few days ago, and he's telling people how to squat and steal people's homes.
Oh,
So
wow.
you're definitely going to see a change in the legislation when it comes to protecting real estate for boomers, right? Because they can't have this. And this is in Manhattan. We're not talking about like in Queens or Brooklyn where the previous stories I read and saw were coming from. We're talking about prime downtown Manhattan real estate. People are just like
Holy
going
jeez.
into buildings and like I don't even know if she was actually taking care of the mother. I think she was just like cleaning up the apartment and they just walked in. Like I don't know. I'm not 100% sure
Oh my
like
gosh. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Wow.
so yeah, so as the lack of trust happen, so right now in New York they're cutting back the number of police officers because they can't afford to house all the migrants. But then a lot of the migrants become criminals or are criminals and they start breaking the law. And then more migrants come and they just keep firing more cops. So it's just this like,
Why are they firing the cops if they're having an increase in crime?
well, because they can't afford the cops because they have sanctuary city laws that force them to allow give housing to anyone that comes from anywhere in the world. Right. So they have
Oh my goodness.
so this has to end, right? This is either going to end with like the sacking of New York or it's going to end with like, sorry, we're full, go someplace else.
Man, this world is really, Western world is really like falling apart.
Yeah, exactly. So, people are like, I think Eastern Europe is fine because Eastern Europe is not giving away goodies in terms of money, printing money and handing it over to people from overseas. But the Western world is in trouble, yeah.
The pendulum swings both ways, you know. Whereas landlords had all these rights, now it seems all these tenants and squatters have all the rights. Whereas Europe was a shithole, now Europe is like the more desirable place to be because they're not doing all the stupid shit that the Western world is doing.
Well, they are. I mean, look at my mass migration, right?
Yeah, that's why I like South America. That's why I like Mexico, Latin America.
Well, you're not,
It's
they're not
like
going to
I'm.
have Africans moving to like Latin America, South America.
No, but all you just reminded me of the amazing racist guy on YouTube.
Who?
The amazing racist on YouTube, you know
What?
him?
No, who's that?
Oh, when YouTube first started, we're talking way back,
Are you
this guy
talking about,
was
did you
like this
say amazing atheist or amazing racist?
amazing racist.
Oh, okay.
You know him, the comedian.
Okay, I
The
know.
Jewish guy, he would get like foreign Mexicans in America and in Texas and like con them into thinking they were going to go build a patio or a greenhouse. And they'd be like, yeah, sure. They'd all pile into the back of his truck and he'd drive straight to the immigration office with a megaphone going, illegals, 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 illegals.
I
And he
never
just thought
heard
it was the
that.
funniest thing. Oh, it was horrible. It was hilarious. Anyway. All right, so we've got to store our wealth as generations. We've got to do our part. We've got to beat inflation. We've got to survive. It's just basic survival, right? You want your money to work hard for you. You give your life energy for your money. You don't want it to go to waste. You want it to be
Yeah.
able to beat inflation.
Yeah. Gold, like, I've got some gold, but gold is old, right? It's all these old guys who are trying to like pawn it off to the younger people, and the younger people are like, no, we don't want this. And so gold
Yeah.
is stagnating and not even keeping up with inflation. And then you get
Yes.
real estate, and the boomers are kind of like, well, you got to buy property. And with mass migration, it's keeping the price of the real estate high. And what
Exactly.
it's doing is it's fomenting the young, making them upset, and it's also making the immigrants, legal or otherwise, upset too, And that's going to destabilize the system as well. So,
Yes.
also that the store of value for the boomer can be maintained.
Fuck, eh? You
Yeah.
know, I want to invite people to just pause and just like the video and subscribe, because Sandman is talking some great stuff here. Like, this is how urgent and important it is to make sure that your money is working as hard as possible for you. And on this channel, that's what we do. And I've got a video here on my channel where we talk about how Bitcoin is far better than gold, and everybody should just know that. And if you're wondering why the millennials and the newer generations are giving the finger to the boomers who are trying to shill gold, don't get me wrong, I have some gold and silver as well, but Bitcoin absolutely beats gold for so many reasons. So take a moment, subscribe, like the video. We appreciate it. What are your thoughts on silver? Like, why hasn't it ever really taken off?
Well, you had that giant JP Morgan silver position that they inherited after the global financial crisis. So they were shorting it. And then Max Keiser had this campaign before he started buying Bitcoin at a dollar. He had this campaign, which was crash silver, or like crash JP Morgan, buy silver. And so they managed to get silver up to $50. And then there was some shenanigans, and then the price came back down. So they were trying to like bankrupt JP Morgan. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the rules were changed, and then they couldn't do it anymore.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's freaking crazy.
So after Max Keiser couldn't succeed with his financial revolution at that point, he calls it the global insurrection against banker occupation. And after he couldn't succeed with that, he put his hat in the ring with regards to Bitcoin.
Hmm. Man, that guy's got balls and then some. I want to know where he gets it from.
Yeah, he was already rich before Bitcoin was, when it was a dollar, so he probably bought hundreds of thousands of them, at least.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I love it. Awesome, man. Thank you.
Okay, let's talk later. All right, bye. Well, that's it. If you want these videos 2 weeks before I release them here, then check out the Financially Indestructible channel in the description. It's right near the top. If you have any finance-related topics that you want us to cover, then please leave them in the description. Michael and I both do coaching, and you can reach us through the links below too. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.